Seventh parak of Yevamah's Mishnah Gimel. Vas Yisrael Shanisis Lekoin. We continue the halachas of a Yisraelis, a married a Kohen, and the other way around. Umeis. And now he died. Vinicho Meuberes. She is pregnant. So the halacha is that if she had a child from the Kohen, she could continue eating truma. If she does not have a child from the Kohen, she cannot. Here she's in between. She's pregnant. Lo yochlu avodeh b'truma. Her avodim cannot eat truma. Even if she had other children from him. This is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Because the chiddush over here is that a child of a Kohen is considered a Kohen only after the child is born. When the child is still in the womb of the mother, he's still considered a non-Kohen in a case where his wife is a Yisraelis. So therefore, what's the situation over here? The husband died and left a few sons, a few children. If that would be the case, the avodim could continue eating truma because they belong to one of these sons. But if she's not pregnant, so there's a son who's an Uber right now, who's and not a Kohen, and one of these avodim may belong to this Uber. A chiddush that this Uber, even though he's not yet a Kohen, he can't be Yorish, and therefore none of the Kohanim can eat truma. Uber poisel, Uber stops an avodim from eating truma. Ve'eno Michael is not yet a status of a Kohen to give them to have them eat. Dibri Rabbi Yosi, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. Amulai me'achla she'ya added to lono abbas Yisrael a Kohen af bas Kohen v'Kohen umeis. So according to your edus that Pas Yisrael married to a Kohen, she was pregnant, that avodim cannot eat truma. So memela, it should be even a bas koyin the koyin should be the same thing. Now, they understood what he's saying is that any uber cannot be Michael, whether the uber is an uber from a kohenes or from a bas Yisrael cannot eat truma. So that's the way they understood Rabbi Yosi's statement. Halacha l'maaseh, we do not pass him like Rabbi Yosi.